Total Mandarin Chinese Vocabulary with the Michelle Thomas Method. Copyright 2011. In the methodology, Thomas Keymaster Languages, LLC, all rights reserved. In the content, Harold Goodman, all rights reserved. In the recording, Ashet UK.
Welcome to the Michelle Thomas Mandarin Vocabulary Course. I'm Harold Goodman. Jing Tao, our native Chinese speaker, and I very much look forward to continuing to take you further on your Mandarin journey. Not only shall we continue to teach you more of the essential patterns necessary to speak Chinese, but in addition, we shall also be helping you to increase your overall vocabulary. The vocabulary you'll learn is purely practical. It will enable you to get around a Chinese-speaking environment on your own. The vocabulary course is a continuation of the Michelle Thomas Mandarin course and assumes that you have learned that material. The most difficult part of creating this vocabulary course has been in deciding what to include. There is just so much useful material and a limited amount of time. It was not easy. However, I guarantee you that you will come away from our time together with a lot more Chinese than when we began. Incidentally, to save time, we shall not be reviewing the hand gestures for learning the tones. It is assumed that you know them from the previous courses. Students who use the hand gestures during these courses get much more out of the course than those who don't. Use the hand gestures. They work. Also, Jing Tao shall continue to repeat each sentence in Chinese twice, once at a slow rate and a second time at what I call nuclear Chinese, the speed of everyday Chinese which you will encounter as soon as you meet Chinese speakers. Have you ever been to China? Have you ever eaten French food? Have you ever? To say anything like this in Chinese is really very simple. All you do is you put the verb, whatever it may be. Have you ever eaten? Eaten would be the verb. Have you ever seen? Have you ever gone? Have you ever been? You put that before the word
过, black finger down, 过.
Have you ever 过 to China? How would you say, have you ever been or gone to China?
你去过中国吗? 你去过中国吗?
Have you ever eaten this fish?
你吃过这个鱼吗?
How would you say eat?
吃你吃过这个鱼吗?
你吃过这个鱼吗?
How would you say I don't go to that restaurant?
我不去这个
That restaurant.
我不去那个餐馆
我不去那个餐馆 我不去那个餐馆
I didn't go to that restaurant.
我没有 去那个餐馆
我没有去那个餐馆 我没有去那个餐馆
And you can also leave out the 有 and you can just say
我没去那个餐馆
You'll find that most Chinese do it the way that Jing Tao just said. However, if you say it the way that you said it, you will be perfectly understood, and it is correct. So, since we're speaking of the past, the same way follows into the verb plus guo. So, how would you say, I have never gone to America, I've never been to America?
我没去过美国
我没去过 美国, 我没去过美国,
And the fact that we haven't translated never, the idea is conveyed by that sentence.
Correct.
Is that right?
Often in Chinese, words that we use in English will not be translated. They'll be understood from the context. I have never eaten at this restaurant.
我没吃过在这个餐馆。
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 Or you can say, 我没吃过这个餐馆。
That's leaving out the 在,
yes.
It's a similar pattern to, I go to New York. How would you say, I go to New York? How would you say New York?
纽约纽约我去纽约约约
Green sum out.
约
So we don't translate the to.
Right.
Though there is a word for to in Chinese, we're going to learn it later, but we don't use it in Chinese. We don't translate it in this case. Sometimes translating directly from English into another language can result in unintended consequences. You actually may not communicate what you want to say. Let's take the English word another. It has more than one meaning, and we use the word another in different contexts. For example, I want another cup of tea. It would indicate that you have given me tea, and I would like more of the same. Or, give this to another man, a different person. So we use the same word in English, another, and it has multiple meanings. In Chinese, we use different words for each of these meanings. If we want to say another as in a different one, we would use the word
别的别的别 blue finger up 的 close fist 别的 for other different.
The tyrant cried, behead him. Which one? He didn't want this one, but the other 别的. I don't want a different teacher.
我不要一个别的老师。
我不要一个别的老师。我不要一个别的老师。
And you can also simply say,
我不要别的老师。
You will notice when speaking with native speakers of Chinese that they leave out many of the things that we're teaching you here.
And certainly in the case of 一个, I guess if you say you want a different teacher, the implication is you've already got a in there, haven't you? So that's why you don't need it.
Chinese is a language that is very much into just communicating what it wants to communicate. So it's context derived in the sense that from the context you'll know what it refers to, and also you will only use the words that you need to communicate. It's not very verbose, unlike certain other languages. I don't want other things.
我不要别的东西。
我不要别的东西。我不要别的东西。
Please ask a different person, please ask someone else.
请问别的人
请问别的人请问别的人
Have you ever bought a different book? Have you ever bought?
买过
Who is doing this?
你买过别的书吗
你买过别的书吗?你买过别的书吗?
The Chinese word for only is
只只 Red V for victory, 只 for only.
There used to be two Germanys. Now we only have one Germany.
只
I only want these things.
我要
I only.
我只要这些东西。
我只要这些东西。我只要这些东西。
The Chinese word for to give is
给给 Red V for victory 给 for to give
I will 给 you everything I have Please give me a bit of food
Is you is implied there, right? You don't need to say please you
yes,
give me
Yes, it is implied
请给我一点吃饭
Well, how would you say food?
吃饭
What does that mean?
Well, that means to eat. 菜
How do you say food?
菜
菜
菜
菜 Yes. Black finger down. 菜 How do you say please?
请
Red
V. 请
Yes. 请
Red V for victory. How would you say, please give me a bit of food?
请给我一点菜。
请给我一点菜。请给我一点菜。
Please give me a different book.
请给我别的书。
请给我别的书。请给我别的书。
That's not my problem, it's your problem.
那个不是。
That is not my problem. How would you say that?
那。
Good.
那不是我的。When? That is not my problem, that is your problem?
Mm-hmm.
那是。你的 when.
Okay, let's take it from the beginning. How would you say, that's not my problem?
那不是我的 when.
What does when mean?
When means to ask.
And how would you say a question or problem, which are the same in Chinese? I've got plenty of 问题.
问题.
Okay, so it's black finger down, blue finger up.
问题.
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 It is your problem.
它是你的问题.
那不是我的问题. 它是你的问题. 那不是我的问题,它是你的问题.
The word for money in Chinese is
钱, 钱, blue finger up, 钱 for money.
One of the more popular Chinese family names is
钱.
Again and again and again, she would beg for
钱.
And I don't mean her relatives. Money was her thing, it was the beginning, and 钱 of her life. Money, dinero, 钱. I don't want to give him my money.
我不要给他我的钱.
我不要给他我的钱. 我不要给他我的钱.
I will give a different person this book. Or I'll give this book to a different person. I will give a different person this book.
我给这个书.
Okay, let's think about how the sentence goes. How would you say, I give you?
我给你.
How would you say, I give a different person, or I give to a different person?
我给这
I give a different person. I give to a different person.
我给指人。
So, one thing that would be helpful here is to also understand that 给 can be to give something. It also means to give to or for someone. For example, we're going to later on say, I'm going to call you. We would actually say, I give you make a call. So here we'll say, I give another person, and then we tell what we're going to give them.
我给别的人 What are
this,
we giving?
This book.
This book. 这个书
I will give a different person this book.
我给别的人这个书
How do you say different person?
别的人
别的人别的 blue finger up 别的 for different 我给别的人这个书我给别的人这个书
And because 给 includes the idea of to, you have to have the person or the thing to whom the thing's being given after 给
Yes.
So that's why we couldn't say it the other way around. You couldn't say, right. I give the book to you. You have to say, I give you the book.
Correct. The Chinese word for time is
时候时候时 blue finger up 后 black finger down 时候 for time.
And actually the first part of that word
时
means time. Time was getting very close. The manager yelled out the
时候
must go on. How would you say time?
时候
How would you say what time?
什么时候
什么时候什么时候
How would you say I go to Beijing tomorrow?
我明天去北京
我明天去北京我明天去北京
So we put the time period, the place where the time goes, up front. Substituting what time in there, what time will we go to Beijing, you would say.
我什么
We.
我们什么时候去北京
我们什么时候去北京我们什么时候去北京
What is the word for to come?
来
How would you say, what time will you come?
你时候
How would you say, what time?
你什么时候来吗? Or no, don't need the 吗.
So take it again.
你什么时候来?
你什么时候来? 你什么时候来?
Now if we want to say when, such as when will we go, all you do is put 的 in front of time.
的时候
It's kind of like the famous Chinese newspaper.So we would say, famous Chinese, de newspaper. And it's the same pattern. So whatever we're talking about, de.
时候
So we're talking about the time, and that indicates when. An example would be, when she comes, we will all sit down to eat. When we go to London, we will have a good time. That's the type of when that we are referring to. When you give her the money,How would you say that?
Is that the Chinese order? When? First?
You give her money the time.
Because we're describing the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We translate it as when in English.
你给她钱的时候
She will give you a lot of things.
她
给你很多东西。
How do you say money?
钱
Yes, 钱 Blue finger up, 钱
When you give her the money, she will give you a lot of things.
你给她钱的时候她给你很多东西。你给她钱的时候她给你很多东西。
How would you say, when he comes to London, he will give you a lot of things?
他来伦敦的时候
He will give you a lot of things.
他给很多
给who?
给你很多东西。
他来伦敦的时候他给你很多东西。他来伦敦的时候他给你很多东西。
When you go to Manchester, you can come to my house.
你去 Manchester 的时候你能来我的家
How do you say my?
我的
我的
When you go to Manchester, you can come to my house.
你去 Manchester 的时候你能来我的家你去 Manchester 的时候你能来我的家
If you want to say, to show someone, it's actually very easy in Chinese. What you say is give me or someone look. Give me look. How do you say look?
看
So how would you say give me look?
给我看
Which means let me see or show it to me. How would you say I show you?
我给你看
我给你看我给你看
Please show me these things.
请给我看这些东西
请给我看这些东西请给我看这些东西
Why do you not want to show me your home?
为什么你不要给我看你的老二家家？
为什么你不要给我看你的家？为什么你不要给我看你的家？
The word may is used in English from time to time, but in Chinese, it's used all the time. All the time, you're going to hear it constantly. It's one of the most useful words that you can learn in Chinese. So the word may is
可以可以
Red V for victory.
可以
for may.
Be careful with Uncle Harvey. He may try to 可以 favor. I want to show you these books.
我要给你看这些书
May I? And you can leave out the I.
可以吗?
我要给你看这些书可以吗?
我要给你看这些书可以吗?
Now this little word
可以
is very context dependent, which means that we know who we're speaking about, so you don't need to mention I or he. It's understood. And usually it's just a single word or, in the case of a question, ma is put at the end. Of course you may.The grand dame?
东 人
当然
Of course you may, and you don't need to put you.
当然可以
当然可以当然可以
So I'm a customer coming into a store, and I want to look at some merchandise, and you are the store owner, and you will tell me that I may look at this merchandise. I ask you, may I look at this merchandise? And you just say,
可以
You go to someone's home, and you want to eat something, and you indicate that you want to eat this, and then just to be polite, you ask, may I?
可以吗
可以吗
When we ask how much in English, it really doesn't matter how many things we're talking about, whether it's money or people or objects, but it does matter in Chinese. If you are speaking about a relatively small number, say 10 or below, or around there, it's not exact, you'll use one word. If you're speaking about a higher number, you can use another word. Well, let's concentrate on the smaller number first. If you're asking how many people there are in someone's family, or how many stories or floors a house has, and we're not talking about a 50-story hotel, this is the word you will use.
几, 几, red V for victory, 几 for smaller quantity.
In pinyin, it's spelled J-I.
几.
When Mrs. Lee's meal arrived, she saw only 3 pieces of food on the plate. She said, 几, that's not too much. When you use
几,
you will put 个 after it.
Oh, like we do with 这个 and 一个.
Right.
How would you say, how many books do you have, assuming a small number?
你有一个.
How would you say how many?
几个书吗?
You don't need to put ma because we're asking how many.
Okay.
Again, context dependent, it already indicates that it's a question. How would you say, how many books do you have?
你有几个书?
你有几个书? 你有几个书?
I have one book.
我有一个书.
我有一个书, 我有一个书.
So if you're visiting a professor of Chinese literature and you're in his library and you want to ask how many books he or she has in the library, you wouldn't use this word unless you wish to be insulting. How many people are in your family? That is, your house has how many people?
你的家有 几个人?
你的家有几个人? 你的家有几个人?
How would you say a book?
一个书.
The
一
means one. I only want one. I only. How many Germanys are there?
这, I only want one.
我只要一个 我只要一个 我只要一个
Very good, because we only have one. Very good.
很好, 我们
Because?
Oh, 因为我们只有一个
很好 因为我们只有一个。很好,因为我们只有一个。You
only have one?
你只有一个吗?
你只有一个吗? 你只有一个吗?
If we're speaking about two or a pair of something or somebody, we would use the word
两, 两, red V for victory, 两 for a pair.
There's a right way and a The yang way, choose carefully a pair of whatever.
两
I want two books. And actually in Chinese, we're saying I want a pair of books. I want two books.
我要两书
And what would you put between the yang and the shu?
Ge?
Yes, just okay. like you did with one.
我要两个书。我要两个书。我要两个书。
How many friends do you have, assuming fewer than 10? Popular, but not that popular.
你有几个朋友?
How do you say friend?
朋友,朋友,朋,
blue finger up, 有, red V for victory.
你有几个朋友?你有几个朋友?
I have two friends.
我有两朋友.
How would you say I have one friend?
我有一个朋友.
How would you say I have two friends?
我有两个朋友。我有两个朋友。我有两个朋友。
Using the menu pattern, do you have two English books?
你有没有两个?
English language books.
英文书吗?
Would we need ma?
有没有? Of course not.
你有没有两个英文书? 你有没有两个英文书?
We only have one English book. Do you want to buy it? We only have one English language book.
我们只有一个英文书.
Do you want to buy it?
你要买吗?
我们只有一个英文书。你要买吗? 我们只有一个英文书。你要买吗?
I would like to buy two books, not one book. I would like to buy two books.
我想买 两个书
Nut would like to buy one book.
不想买一个书 我想买两个书 不想买一个书 我想买两个书 不想买一个书
The Chinese word for children is
孩子 孩子, 孩, blue finger up, 子, closed fist, 孩子.
His children always say hi. We call them the
孩子,
kids. There are two children here, at here.
在这儿有两个孩子, 在这儿有两个孩子. 在这儿有两个孩子。How
many children do you have in your family?
你有二, in your family.
At your family.
Oh, okay. 在你的家有几个孩子?
在你的家有几个孩子? 在你的家有几个孩子?
We have two children.
我们有两个孩子.
How do you say two or a pair?
两,
两, red V for victory, 两.
我们有两个孩子. 我们有两个孩子.
The word for girl or female is
女, 女 Red V for victory 女孩子女女孩子 for girl
The word for masculine of whatever it is
男男 blue finger up 男男孩子 for boy
My family consists of my father, mother, my wife, me, and my two children. My family has my father, mother, my wife.
我的家有 And then who are the people?
My father, mother, my wife.
我的爸爸我的妈妈我的太太
I and my two children.
我和我的两个孩子
My family consists of my father, mother, my wife, me, and my two children.
我家有我的爸爸妈妈我太太我和我两个孩子我家有我爸爸妈妈我太太我和我两个孩子
Because we're speaking of your family, it's assumed from the context that we're referring to yours. So you can say 我 and 爸爸Mama, and so forth, and it'll cover all of them. We don't need to put de because the de indicates something that is for someone, but in this case, it's so familiar, it's so close. When we're speaking of your close family members or your teacher, someone very close to you, we don't need to use the de.
But it's fine if you say that. Some people say that way too.
I only have one boy and one girl.
我只有一个男孩子和一个女孩子。
How do you say children?
孩子。
孩子。我只有一个男孩子和一个女孩子。我只有一个男孩子和一个女孩子。
The Chinese word for little is
小小
Red V for victory 小 for little
It's like the English word shout, but it's littler, it's smaller. We leave off the T. So instead of shout, we have
小
Really? I thought that you only have one little boy. Really?
真的吗?
I thought that you only have one little boy.
我觉得你有
You only have
你只有一个
Little
小
Boy
男孩子
Really, I thought that you only have one little boy.
真的吗? 我觉得你只有一个小男孩子。
真的吗?我觉得你只有一个小男孩子。
We have two small kids.
我们有两个小孩子。
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 I see your little girl.
我看你的小。
How would you say to see something?
见。
Yes, so you can combine the two. You can combine the 看 and the 见。
看见。
I see your little girl.
我看见你的小女孩子，
我看见你的小女孩子。
我看见你的小女孩子。
What do you call her? Or what is her name? She is called what name?
她是叫
She called.
她叫什么
It's just like tomorrow.
名字
名字名 blue finger up, 名字 for name.
So what do you call her, or in Chinese, she call what name would be?
她叫什么名字
她叫什么名字她叫什么名字
Another way of saying this would be, her name is what? How would you say that?
她的名字是什么？
她的名字是什么？她的名字是什么？
We're giving you many, many patterns, many words. You can use them as well as gestures in order to communicate whatever you want to say. Try it. You'll probably find that it's successful. From the feedback you get, the person, instead of looking bewildered,will say something in Chinese or smile, you'll know that you've been successful. So we're interested in communication, first, second, and third. Grammatical accuracy is nice, but communication is really what we're about here. So play with the patterns, play with the words, and use gestures, and you will be happily surprised that people understand what you say, and they reply, and they'll work with you. And you can tell them to please slow down, to say it again,It's all about communication. You may be walking down the street and you'll see a young child and you don't know the name of the child. You can call them little friend, which is, how would you say little friend?
小朋友小朋友
So how would you say, hello, little friend, hello?
小朋友你好
小朋友你好小朋友你好
Little friend, what is your name?
小朋友你叫什么
Name
你叫什么名字
小朋友你叫什么名字 Or simply say 小朋友你叫什么?
So both ways are correct, and the little friend will understand you. In Chinese society, you may hear people calling each other little so-and-so or elder so-and-so. This is very common in the 20 to 30 year group at a workplace or in the family, other places. So how would you say little Wang?Wang being a name.
Is it that order? Yeah. Xiao Wang?
Yes. And do you know the word for teacher?
Lao Shi.
And the first part of that means elder or esteemed. So how would you say elder Wang?
Lao Wang.
So this is done with friends, family members, children, and older people. We don't do it with middle-aged people, especially middle-aged women.Some things run through all societies. What's the word for restaurant?
餐馆
So the
馆 Red V for victory, 馆
means a public building, a public space that is used for some specific function. So
餐
means food or meal, and
馆
means a public building or a hall. So
餐馆
would be a restaurant, which is a place that's used to eat, to have a meal. How would you say a coffee shop?
咖啡馆
咖啡馆咖 green some out, 啡 green some out, 馆 red V for victory, 咖啡馆 for coffee shop.
Please, where is the coffee shop?Please tell me, please.
请请问咖啡馆在 哪儿？
请问咖啡馆在哪儿？请问咖啡馆在哪儿？
So what does 请问 literally mean?
Please to ask.
And that indicates that you're going to ask a question. The word for three in Chinese is
三三 green some out 三 for three
San Francisco. How many syllables does Francisco have?
San.
San. We are three people. There are three of us.
我们是三个人。
我们是三个人。我们是三个人。
Two are English and one is an American.
两个是英国人和一个是美国人。
In this case, you don't need to say and. And is used in Chinese when we're listing different things, different objects or people. In this case, we're just saying two is this, one is that.
If this connect like two sentences for and, usually we just ignore this and.
So these are actually two sentences. Two are English, one is American.
两个是英国人，一个是美国人。两个是英国人，一个是美国人。
How many people are there in your home?She received only three pieces of food, and she was very upset. She said, gee, that's not too much.
在你的家里几个人?
How many? Or there are how many?
有几个人?
在你的家里有几个人?在你的家里有几个人?
There are three people in my home. My home has...
在我的家有三个人。
在我的家有三个人。在我的家有三个人。Or 在我的家里有三个人。Or even you can say, 我家有三个人。
So you can say, in my home there are, my home has. Do you have two children or three children?
你有三个。
Do you have two children?
你有两个孩子。
Or
还是三个孩子。
你有两个孩子还是三个孩子你有两个孩子还是三个孩子
We only have one child.
我们只有一个孩子。
我们只有一个孩子。我们只有一个孩子。
Are those small children yours or theirs?
那些孩子是
Okay, small children.
那些小孩子是你的还是他们的？
那些小孩子是你的还是他们的？
那些小孩子是你的还是他们的
？They are all ours. All are ours.
都是我们的。
都是我们的。都是我们的。
In the past, when we've been speaking of the future, we've used future words like tomorrow.Next year, things like this just indicate the future. But what if we just want to say, I will go to your home? We use a word you already know, How do you say I want?
我要
So you just put this
要
in front of whatever is to be done, and there it is. I will go to your home.
我要去你的家。
我要去你的家。我要去你的家。
The Chinese word for to do is
做做 black finger down, 做 for to do.
You can hide all you want, but I saw you do it. Can you do it today?
你今天能做它吗？
你今天能做它吗？你今天能做它吗
？I will do it now.
我现在要做它。
我现在要做它。我现在要做它。
I will read the book.
我要看书。
我要看书。
The word for passport in Chinese is
护照。护照。护 black finger down. 照 black finger down. 护照 for passport.
While waiting at Immigration and Customs in Beijing, Tom called out, Wow! I've lost my 护照. That was the last we ever saw of him. I will give you the passport.
我要给护照。
给护。
我要给你护照。
我要给你护照。我要给你护照。
If you want to say to make a telephone call in Chinese, you're going to have to know the word for to hit. In Chinese, we say
打打
which means hit.
Red V for victory. 打 for hit.
打电话 To hit the telephone means to ring someone up or make a call. Don't hit old 打 It leaves a bad impression. How would you say, I want to make a telephone call?
我要打电话。
我要打电话。我要打电话。
How would you say, I will make a telephone call?
Same. 我要打电话。
我要打电话。我要打电话。
So we mentioned that
给
means to give. It's also used to mean for someone to someone. So when we refer to whom we're making the phone call, we would use 给 so forth. You, her, him. I shall telephone or ring you up.
我要打
I shall for you, to you.
I shall for you.Hit telephone.
Yes, or to you.
我要给你打电话。
我要给你打电话。我要给你打电话。
I shall telephone my friends.
我要我的朋友。
To or for my friends?
我要。给我的朋友打电话。
我要给我的朋友打电话。我要给我的朋友打电话。
I shall telephone them tomorrow.
我明天要给他们打电话。
我明天要给他们打电话。我明天要给他们打电话。
We don't need to say 要 though there because there's 明天, right? So we can, but we don't need to.
You can say yao. Many times we will be using yao, even though we have a word like tomorrow or next year that indicates the future. But yes, you will hear it. The word for newspaper in Chinese is
bao, bao, black finger down, bao, for newspaper.
My dog reads China's leading canine newspaper, the daily bao wow. He will give you the newspaper.
He will give you the newspaper? Ta yao gei ni bao.
Ta yao gei ni bao. Ta yao gei ni bao.
I will call tomorrow. Maybe they can give me a different passport. I will call tomorrow.
我明天要打电话。大概他们要给我背着护照。
How do you say passport?
护照。
Yes, 护照。How do you say different?
背着。
Beheaded. 别。
别的。
别的。
I will call tomorrow. Maybe they can give me a different passport.
我明天要打电话。大概他们能给我别的护照。
So, there are two ways of saying this sentence, and both are correct. The way you said it communicates exactly the idea, maybe they can give me a different passport. They will give me a different passport. Or maybe they can, using nong, maybe they can give me a different passport. So, Jingtao, why don't you take this, maybe they can give me a different passport, in both ways?
我明天要打电话。大概他们要给我别的护照。我明天要打电话。大概他们能给我别的护照。我明天要打电话。大概他们要给我别的护照。我明天要打电话。大概他们能给我别的护照。
According to the Chinese worldview, when you make a journey, you go from some place, you go by means of some conveyance, and you end up in some destination. Even if it's not the one you intended. But you go from some place, you go by means of some way, whether it's walking or in a boat, a plane, and you end up somewhere. And the three words which are used to describe that are always used in the exact same order. We start with from, which is
从, 从, blue finger up, 从, for from.
And then by means of a conveyance, this word means by means of, and then we put the conveyance afterwards.
坐, 坐, black finger down, 坐.
The word
坐
is the same sound as to do, and also is the same sound as many other words which you will be learning. The character is different, and that means by means of.
坐, black finger down, 坐.
And finally, you end up to or toward.
到, 到, black finger down, 到, for to or toward.
And we will be taking this using some English. So, I went from Florida, how would you say from Florida? Just throwing in the Chinese for from. I went.
我.
Well, let's just use English. I went, and then what would be the Chinese word for from?
From. 从, 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 blue finger up, 从.
I went from Florida. How would you say I went, and then Chinese word for from?
I went 从, Florida.
Via, or by means of, the same word as to do.
坐,
aeroplane, to, leads.
到, leads.
I went
从
Florida,
坐
aeroplane,
到
Leeds. I went from New York. How would you say that?
I went 从 New York.
Via Zeppelin.
坐 Zeppelin.
To Manchester.
到 Manchester.
So we're going to learn the word 坐 in another context later on, meaning to sit. How would you say, please sit?
请坐
Please to sit.
请坐
So we're sitting in a conveyance, unless you're unlucky enough not to have a seat. But it's assumed that you're sitting. So I go from some location, I sit in a conveyance, and I end up, or I arrive at some location. I go from Albania.
I go 从 Albania.
Via or sitting in a car.
坐 a car.
To London.
到 London.
I shall travel using the same pattern. I shall travel from the British Museum.
从 British Museum.
Via rickshaw.
坐 rickshaw.
To the Tower of London.
到 the tower.
And so, in all of these instances, we don't need the verb to go, which is?
去.
It's implied. How would you say, I shall go from Shanghai to Beijing?
从 Shanghai.
Well, how would you say, I shall?
我要从 Shanghai 到 Beijing.
我要从上海到北京。我要从上海到北京。
Of course, we need some conveyance, some vehicle in which to sit. So, the Chinese word for vehicle or conveyance is
车, 车, green some out, 车 for vehicle.
My favorite Chinese car is the 车mobile. If you want to take a train, you're going to take a fire vehicle. The old trains used coal, they burnt coal, so there was fire coming up. Fire vehicle is
火车, 火车, 火, red V for victory, 车, green some out, 火车 for train.
Sylvia feared that she would be late. She ran to the information booth and asked the attendant, please, when does the next fire vehicle leave for Scratchy Bottom, Dorset? He stammered, oh, you need the chur number 558. I am taking a train from Beijing to Shanghai. I from
我从北京
take a train
坐火车到上海
How do you say vehicle?
车
How do you say train?
火车
How do you say from?
从
blue finger up 我从北京坐火车到上海
The Chinese word for airplane means fly machine
飞机 green some out 机 green some out 飞机 for airplane.
How would you say airplane?
飞机
How would you say airplane?
飞机
China's first aviator was an elderly Irish Jew named Malachi Oifeji. I am taking a plane from London to Beijing.
我从伦敦
Sit plane.
坐 飞机 到北京
我
从伦敦坐飞机到北京。我从伦敦坐飞机到北京。
I took a train yesterday from Hong Kong to Shanghai. The word for Hong Kong is
香港香港香 green sun mount 港 red V for victory 香港 for Hong Kong
which literally means fragrant port. I took a train yesterday from Hong Kong to Shanghai.
我昨天从香港坐火车到上海。
How do you say yesterday?
昨天
昨天昨 blue finger up 天 green thumb out 昨天 for yesterday.
I took a train yesterday from Hong Kong to Shanghai.
我昨天从香港坐火车到上海。我昨天从香港坐火车到上海。
The Chinese word for car, automobile, is vapor vehicle. So what would be the vehicle part?
车。
And how would you say vapor vehicle?
汽车。汽车。汽 black finger down. 车 green thumb out. 汽车 for vapor vehicle or car.
How would you say a car?
汽车。
How would you say car?
汽车。
I want to buy a Chinese car.
我要买中国汽车。
我要买中国汽车。我要买中国汽车。
Another vehicle would be a bus. How would we say vapor vehicle?
汽车。
And if we wanted to say one that is shared, a shared vapor vehicle, we would say
公共汽车公共汽车公 green sum out 公共汽车 for bus.
In pinyin, that would be G-O-N-G. Green thumb out means shared or public. How would you say a bus?
公共汽车
公共汽车
How would you say a bus?
公共汽车
London has double-decker buses, one gong for each deck. Tomorrow we shall take a bus from Beijing to Shanghai. Tomorrow we shall take a bus.
我们明天
From Beijing
从北京
Sit on a bus
坐公共汽车
To Shanghai
到上海
How do you say tomorrow?
明天
Good. 明天 for tomorrow 明 blue finger up 天 green thumb out 明天
Tomorrow we shall take a bus from Beijing to Shanghai.
我们明天从北京坐公共汽车到上海。我们明天从北京坐公共汽车到上海。
If you want to drive a car, you would say that you
开车开车开 green thumb out 车 green thumb out 开车 drive a car
How would you say to drive a car?
开车
How would you say to drive a car?
开 车
Whilst driving a 车 mobile, his daughter read him the entire 开车 in the Rai. I will drive a car from Shanghai to Nanjing. There's a city located between Beijing and Shanghai. It's called
Nanjing. Nanjing. Nan, blue finger up. Jing, green thumb out. Nanjing.
The word
Nan
means south. It's south of the northern capital, which is
Beijing.
So how would you say south?
Nan.
How would you say capital?
Jing.
I am driving a car from Shanghai to Nanjing.
我从上海开车到南京。
我从上海开车到南京。我从上海开车到南京。
You might wonder, why don't we use 坐? We're using another verb here, 开, to drive. So we don't need to use 坐 if we have another verb. For example, I am going to Leeds from London via the train. In this case, via the train, sit train is the verb that we will use. In the case of the sentence, I'm driving a car from Shanghai to Nanjing, we already have a verb here, to drive a car. Since we have now figured out how to say north and south, would you like to learn how to say east and west?
Please.
Well, we can use other Chinese cities and provinces to figure this out. There's a Chinese city, a very, very old city, called
Xi'an. Xi'an. Xi, green sound out. An, green sound out. Xi'an.
The first part of that means west. It's located in the western part of China compared to the coast. So, how would you say west?
Xi.
And how would you say the name of the city, which actually means western peace or quiet?
Xi'an.
Did you ever hear of these terracotta figures, the terracotta soldiers? They were found in
Xi'an.
So now we know how to say north, which is
Bei.
And we know how to say south, which is
Nan.
How would you say
Nan?
South? Yes, blue finger up. How would you say west?
Xi.
Do you know the name of the most famous beer in China? Tsingtao. If you ask for Chinese beer, this is the most famous beer. In Chinese, that's pronounced
Qingdao,
which means green island or blue. Green and blue are the same in Chinese.
Qingdao.
That's the name of the most famous Chinese beer. There is a city named
Qingdao,
which is located in the province on the east coast of China, which in English would mean east of the mountains, mountain east.
Shandong, Shandong, Shan, green sum out, Dong, green sum out, Shandong for Shandong province in China.
The word
Shan
means mountain. And the word
Dong
means
east.
So how would you say east?
Dong.
How would you say west? Where did they find the terracotta?
Xi.
How would you say south?
Nan.
How would you say north?
Bei.
So now you know east, west, north, and south in Chinese. And you figured them out just from the names of geographical locations.
And also, how do you say thing?
Dong shi.
Yes, dong xi. Actually, dong is east, means east. And xi, this here, we say xi is like a neutral sound. But actually, the character itself means the west. So it's the east and the west is a thing. Like, so we say dong xi.
Wonderful.
So there you go. everywhere you look in Chinese, you'll be taught if you're interested in being taught. So how do you say thing?
东西,
which means literally
一次。
I never took the train from Beijing to Shanghai. Did you? I never from Beijing sat in a train, arrived to Shanghai. And then, have you ever?
我挂掉.
I never, past negative.
我没有.
From Beijing.
从北京.
Sat in a train.
坐后火车.
To, and then ever.
到过.
Shanghai.
上海.
How about you? Did you?
你呢?
How would you say train?
火车.
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 I never took the train from Beijing to Shanghai.